Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you, and we are together throughout the hour of 8, and we are taking your calls. You can send us your WhatsApps also. It's 082657-2729, 082657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. Right. And you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us live on air and tell us as to how you feel about this. What are the signs of the end? Ngabe sikuphelene na kwesikhathi. Ngabe siyabona futhi kuneimpawu eziyinkomba. Ezokuthi hayi sengathi emaphethelweni manje. What are some of those signs that you see? Vritmuraka, let me bring this back to you again. And then I'll come back. And I'm so happy that you agreed with me and said, okay, I saw you pointed out some of the other things. Because I was a bit frustrated alone then, saying, ish, what if they disagree that these are not the things? Ish. But thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now, with regards to also the signs of the end, you know, we basically should say this to ourselves. The Father has warned us and take these warnings if possible. Why am I saying this? Here's another one that really worries me in Matthew 24. That one of false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. If possible, even the elect. And I wonder how much of a degree of possibility have they gone on, perpetrated, to deceive even those who are the elect. And then he says, see, I have told you these things beforehand. And then don't we hear this? And don't we even see it on the social networks? They say, oh, look, he is in the desert. He says, do not go out. Look, he is in the inner rooms. Do not believe it. You know, we are told those. But how much of those things that are so deceptive that we see even the elect following them? We're taking your calls. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hi, Sawubona Dumela, Brother Ray.
Greetings to you,
and
sir.
Your guest, love. Greetings and evening.
Evening, my friend.
Usa too busy.
Yeah. Gusa kulunya. Kubeka. Hi, songu kufagila on air. Welcome.
All right. Yes. Sanbonani, lapo, Pastor Kabamba, now, Pastor Murake.
Hello.
Okay. End time studies, it's called eschatology. Mm. And then, What I know me end times prophecies and the signs is that from the beginning, when the Most High created everything, human beings, the world, he created a judgment.
Mm.
So all of us, we are pre-programmed. We know that judgment is coming. And judgment was a way to measure, to judge us unto goodness, until the devil came. And then we're going to be judged also unto in condemnation. But in judgment, everything is aligned to judgment. You're not going to remove it. It's pre-programmed in us.
Mm.
He started, and then everything must go to a judgment so that he can move over. But as a reward, his creation for all the things that he's done, whether we've obeyed him or not. Before even the devil was there, judgment, he started, first thing he said, judgment. And everything must work towards the judgment.
Yeah.
So now the prophecies that you are talking about and the signs, most of them have happened. The surrounding of Jerusalem and the Jews running away to the mountains, it happened in 70 AD.
Mm.
The Romans attacked Jerusalem, the Jews fled.
Mm.
Jesus Yahushua predicted that the Jews must.
No, continue, my friend. Continue. Don't worry. Continue.
Yeah, he said, he told them that the Jews will be killed and then they will be taken into the four corners of the world.
Mm.
They are not there in Jerusalem now. He said they will be scattered all over, and he said no stone will be left on top of the other. We've seen the ruins of Jerusalem. So according to Yeshua's prophecy, Jerusalem shouldn't be there at all by now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he said no stone will be left. And then he said the Jews will be scattered all over to the four corners.
Mm.
That was the spring 70 AD. And we know that the Jews were disowned. They are among the people. They don't know themselves. The Most High will reveal them. But they are starting to wake up wherever they are. And then the signs, as you say, false prophecy, we're seeing it. Cold people having no love, nothing at all. We've seen that. I could say, Mina, 99.9% of the prophecies that must, things that must happen before the end time has passed. We're just waiting for the date now, of which we don't know, because Yeshua, when he was asked, he said, no angel, no man knows except the Father, day and the hour. So we are at that stage. We've seen rumors of war, whoever.
I'm still listening, my friend.
Others.
I was losing you a bit. I'm losing you, man. Are you still there?
The signs are there. They are deceiving each other. We're killing each other. We hate one another. The love of money. All these things are happening. We're witnessing them. Anybody who doesn't see that, I don't know. Yeah. What I can say, Mina, now is that we're waiting for that date. It could happen anytime soon. Everything that was prophesied has happened. Yeah. We are at that stage that anytime soon anything can happen.
Mm.
We must just be ready. Yeah. There's nothing else to witness. We've seen Amakeis, we've seen people killing people, we've seen people loving money, we've seen liars, we've seen Inyanga, this is a TV, witchcraft on TV, exposing it. We've seen people going to the searching for the word by Europe, by Nigeria, Babu, all over. Some of them going to the mountains, caves, seeking the word, Babu, and we've seen others going in, coming out. So I think it's anytime soon that will happen. But and also, maybe there's some nations that are being discovered in the Amazon and forest or not that haven't heard the word. But the word is spreading fast, as you said, because there's TVs now, there's radios, there's the gospel is being spread out and it's moving very fast. The only thing left now is for every 7 billion person on earth to hear the word Yeshua and the gospel and salvation. And then after that, then it's the end. Then we're going to hear the trumpet. And then, yes, we go and get our rewards. The judgment unto good life. I expect everybody to be there because that's what the Most High wishes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God pray. I appreciate, man. Thank you. Right. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about the signs of the end, man. Now, we seeming to be quite comfortable to an extent that the issue about the signs of the end, people say, no, don't even touch that. We don't even want to go there yet. We're still having fun.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there.
Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729 and drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Lucy Lou from Paris says, good evening, Pastor Ray, Pastor Kabamba, Pastor Muraka, and Radio Pulpit listeners. What stands out the most about the end times is that people are lovers of themselves. Humanity has perished, and the spirit of Ubuntu is a shell of its former glory. Unfortunately, it says, fortunately, Christ warned us about these signs, but I'm still disheartened to witness all these. This is Lucy Lou saying she is still disheartened to witness all these. Ubuntu being a shell of its former glory, people loving themselves. Ish. Yeah, this is indicative. This is indicative. Let me bring this to you, Muruti Muraka. Now, this is one of the things, you know, that I fear the most with the aspect of the deception, you know, that would come over, that would come on. And then it says, if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. That is verse 24 about the false Christs. We see quite a lot of people whom we know are saved. We've seen pastors whom we know are saved, but somewhere along the way, they change their course. This is indicative, Muruti, of the signs. Are these the elect being deceived, or they were never at all?
My brother, I think there is another warning which, even in that chapter, the Lord himself gives us. He says, when he talks about the great tribulation, he says, if those days were not cut short, no flesh would survive.
Yeah.
The issue is this. Many times we don't really realize how in us there is a part of us which we have described even in the past episodes that we have had here, the shows. And I think it was Prof. Kabamba who was talking about it a lot. The heart, that no one knows it. That part of the heart which is corrupt. Is easily swayed by deception, easily, and it's actually scary if you think about it and start seeing these things happening. These signs are unfolding before our eyes, which were spoken about prophetically. So, one, there is a sign which was explained by Daniel, even as the Holy Spirit had given him the interpretation of the feet of the image that Nebuchadnezzar dreamt. There is a mix of clay and iron. And it's happening. Actually, we are on the very doorstep of fulfilling that today. There is something called the Neuralink, which they are working on. I won't say who's working on it. Those who know it will know who's at the forefront of that. It's part of this AI stuff where you will find one day you are talking to a person, but you are not really talking to a human being. You are talking to some kind of hybrid. Already, like our brother Godfrey was saying, we have seen this, we have seen things. Now, there are people who are transgender, who have crossed over. You meet that person, you think you are talking to a woman when you are a man. Meanwhile, you are talking to a man. And it's the evil, and this is a sign which was spoken about. It is the evil growing to such a zenith that it would be difficult actually to survive, because you would find that you still think the person you are talking the Bible with is a child of God. Meanwhile, they are not. And they are able to twist and distort the scriptures if you are not so clued up to the word and the spirit that you will easily be led away. And we have entered into that era now. And I would like to agree with you and Prof. Kabamba about these things having started a long time ago. Actually, when Christ came here, these things started. And there's something which Prof. Kabamba touched on. I was not going to talk about it tonight, but let me talk about it. Jesus said, quoting Isaiah chapter 61, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. That's the first thing. And then when he closes that quotation, he doesn't finish the sentence off. He stops short of the other two parts of that sentence. He only mentioned to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And by the year, he was saying the cycle, because a year is a cycle. So the Passover, like in Egypt, they were told, this will be the beginning of your month, meaning you will start your cycle this way now, from this time, this month. They used to start it in the seventh month, but now the Lord said, you start it now in this month, the month of Passover. So, because it was speaking, it's a sign in itself. It was speaking to when the Messiah would come and introduce the year, the acceptable year of the Lord. Yeah. So we are in that acceptable year because he fulfilled the Passover to a certain extent. He's still going to fully fulfill it when he comes back, because he said so to the disciples. And then from there, you get to the Shavuot, which is Pentecost, which is when they were having fully harvested the crops. And then there was a long period between there in the summer until the seventh month, when now you have what they call the consummating of the harvest. Now it's trees, fruits, everything at that time. And this speaks to the consummation which is coming of the Messiah to come back in his advent. So it is important to see the signs clearly in the context of we are going towards the consummation. When we talk end, many times we just talk it end, but we don't realize that in English, they have used the word end for two words, which are not necessarily the same words. Right there in Matthew chapter 24, when the disciples are asking the question, they use the word soonteleia, meaning conclusion of the age. But Jesus, when he answered them, he said, such and such a thing will happen, such and such a thing will happen, but know that it is not the end yet. Meaning, it is not, and the word which has been used is telos. It is not the end yet. And then when we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We hear that he's going to come and reign in the midst of his enemies. And then at the end of reigning, and we know it is that 1,000 years, he's going to hand the kingdom to the Father. And the Bible says, then the end has come. So the end, the true end, will be after the millennial kingdom. But before the millennial kingdom, he must come to conclude. And he cannot conclude. And that's why I agree with you 100%. We cannot talk about the conclusion. We cannot talk about the signs of the conclusion or the signs of the end without talking about his advent. When he comes as a king, where nobody will tell his neighbor, yes, the king. All of us will agree this is the king because of his glory. And he has to rule for those 1,000 years, and then the end will come. Mm. Now, that's why... Yeah.
Are you still there? Moruti Mraka, we seem to be losing you there. I can't hear you at all. All right, let's do a bit of this. We'll come back and sort it out. Let's do a bit of this.
Sisacela usitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sithanda ukubuza imibuzo embalwa esheshayo mayelana nokusekela ku-Radio Pulpit. Kunama-voucher amathathu akwa-Woolworths azothathwa, omunye ubiza iy'nkulungwane ezinhlanu zamarandi, omunye ubiza iy'nkulungwane ezintathu zamarandi, omunye ubiza iy'nkulungwane ezimbili zamarandi. Iya ku-website yakwa-Radio Pulpit, www.radiopulpit.co.za, ukuze uthole ulwazi olwengeziwe bese ucofoza isixhumanisi ukuze ugcwalise uhlu lwemibuzo esheshayo. Siyabonga ngokuba yingxenye yomndeni we-Radio Pulpit. Ukusekela kwenu kuyasisiza ukuze siqhubeke sisakaze iy'ndaba ezinhle.
Want it all in one place?
But I have news for you.
Look no further. TVN has got you covered.
I believe that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
From movies, talk shows, kiddies programs, to music, and even more. All in one channel.
I'm thinking this more and more.
That's right. The best of first-rate family entertainment lies on your fingertips.
Because God is available every day, pouring out to you.
Just tune in to TBN on DSTV channel 343.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
Send us your messages. Signs of the end of the times. Let's listen to this one. This one is from... so inspired, says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Kanneti ntodia dirahala. Anytime soon, Mudimu akare fedisa. Rona arduleng hoye na kanneti rishole satani. Humbly so, Pastor Ray, kikopa. Rebele mitsutsunyana, if possible. Rirapele dikotsi tsileng tsarona. Di fela kalibitso la Jesu Kriste rirapela. Says, be Christ blessed. So inspired, saying, hey, we also have to pray for the accidents. Hey, the accidents are really happening. Hey, we see accidents really, really happening. It says we have to pray. Pray against that. Okay, let's listen to Dalu. Dalu.
Sabona bomfundisi nabo bonke abahleli studio nawe.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Ay, man. Lento lena ya profeta. Ukuthi mase fike insuku zokugcina. Abantu bazozithanda, abathanda imali, bafebe, bangabe ndawana nezizwe kaThixo, babona kuyinto yokudlala. Le nto yayibhaliwe kwakudala. Ngicela nje ukufunda ivesi eyi-1 khona la, Proverbs 6. Therefore calamity will come upon him who suddenly need a moment where he will have a brother's beyond healing. Therefore are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 are abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed blood. Kunoba bengimaziyo ke lana abathi uNkulunkulu. Uhlala eKZN. Uyeke lona ophithizelisa youth namhlanje. Youth iphuza utshwala, ayina stop. Ilala de ilala ngakhona lala ma out umntana omncane angasazi nokulala endlini kodwa umntana omncane. So ke uyo uNkulunkulu manje. Ukhanyana yena uyile. So kusele yena ke lo engikhuluma ngayo into yeChiscope uBob Mala khuluma ngayo ukuthi uBalhead. Yiba baba uyo phethe ubusathana bukaMandela ngoba umkhulu Mandela mina ngithi Mandela ngisho ukuthi umkhulu uye oza nobubi ne poison lies on lethu nje wasayiboleka nje manje lento le iboliswa ukuthi manje yena ofike wafaka istembe wathi amadoda mawajulana wathi amantombazana mawajulana akunona mina amantombazana ajulana nayo ngoba ayalalana nje akuna next amadoda lalana nayo hamba ejele uzoyibona into engishoyo uMandela uyo wasibulela lelizwe thina ke sesikholwayo esimazini uNkulunkulu ngalo kwisibhapha mina isiphaphameni isikazi ukuthi isiphaphame manje lishinyayo izizwe likaThixo ngamandla kunaqala lishinyayo izizwe likaThixo kwabancane kwabadala kwabaphakathi abantu abadala kube yibo abafundisa abantwana nje abantwana sokuyibo abafundisa abantu abadala abantu abadala abafundisa abantwana ngoNkulunkulu ukuthi mntana ubona lo mhlaba unje uNkulunkulu odala nge-70s so yonke into izobe ibe kahle futhi isonto malibuye libe njengoba lalinjalo kwaqala ngiyabonga mfundisi
thank you so much Dalu I really really appreciate send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 let's hear what you say signs of the end of times
re botsa gore o nagana eng re ka tabela go botsisa dipotsiso tse mmalwa ka pela mabapi le go thega radio pulpit di vouchera tse tharo tsa Woolworths di ka thopya engwe go ya bolenging ba 5000 go ba dikete tse tlhano yengwe dikete tse tharo ya bofelelo dikete tse pedi e ya website ya rena go radio pulpit www.radiopulpit.co.za go hwetsa tshedimosetso ye ntshi gomme o kgotle kgokagano go tlatsa lenaneo potšišo la kapela re leboga go ba karolo ya lapa la radio pulpit thekgo ya lena e re thuša go tswela pele re phatlalatsa ditaba tse di botse
faith-filled music and messages
All right, let's hear Miss B. Greetings.
Evening, Pastor Ray, and Radio Pulpit listeners.
Thank you,
Pastor Ray, when you read the Word of God in Matthew 24, the whole of chapter 24, it explains the signs of the end times. So because of Nakwa, I will not read out the whole of chapter 20, Matthew 24. I'll just highlight the points that I have. I have 12 points that I would like share with that I would like to share with the listeners. When you read Matthew 24, the first sign just that Jesus speaks of number one, Imonamo chapter 4, deceives people will deceive one another, and then people will come in my name. How about Matthew chapter 4? Ki yona first point ikinaleni yona, ki deceive. Number two, Imolamo chapter 6, you'll hear of wars and rumors of war. We've seen that in the between the nations, amongst the nations and the people. And then Harabana happen more chapter 7, Ibuaka famine and the pestilences, the earthquakes, the body, the tsunami, the killing. Point number 3 and 4, and then point number 9, Harbala chapter 9, we look at the tribulations, people will kill you, will kill one another, and will be hated by all nations. Certainly more, certainly less, all the nations hating each other. Okay, on a point number 6. Point number 7, in chapter 10. How about chapter 10? Betray. People will betray one another and then will hate one another. Okay, on a point number 7. Point number 8, in chapter 10, it work up false prophets. And then point number 10, the nation will rise against each other. Okay, point number 10. And then how about that happen? Mola Motlase, Matthew 24, point number 11. False. For false Christ and false prophet will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive. And then point number 12. Fuki on the AOH. Haribala mo Matthew 29. Happy mo mafelo. Iabu. Yeah, but regardless, the star will fall from heaven and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Mm. kitsona ya explain handle the signs of the end time harbala Matthews, the whole of Matthew chapter 4. Thank you, may God bless you.
Thank you so much, Miss B. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good. And send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 0826572729.
Mabangani.
Ngithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke nakuma guest studio, ngibingeleleke nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu. Isihloko esithi Signs of the End. Impawu zokugoqwa. The Signs of the Last Days. Impawu zensuku zokugcina. God gives a warning before he does a thing. Daniel chapter 8 verse 23 to 25. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise, having fierce features, who understands sinister schemes. 24, his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people. 25. Through his cunning, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule, and he shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. Daniel concluded his prophecy in chapter 12. He asked God to let him in on the timing of the end time events. God deflected his request in verse 4. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the word of the scroll until the time of the end. But the other version, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Those are difficult times. The meaning of perilous is full of risks, to be exposed to danger, hazardous and unsafe. Satan will raise persecution everywhere. People will avoid calling themselves Christians. Njengo Petru wapi kuJesu sekushubile ku isimo sisibi. Nanamhlanje uma sesibhekane ke nalesi sikhathi ke sobunzima, baningi ke abazophika ke ukuthi bangabazalwane. We must learn to live in on difficult times. There is nothing painful than to reject Christ. When we reject Christ, we will lose all our things. Get ready, Jesus is coming back. In the last days there will be difficult times. Before we get the crown, we must go through the cross. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, take your cross. To follow Jesus is to take his footsteps. Follow him even you are in a bad situation. The situation will be worse, a great time of tribulation. People will be mad to hate God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Evil means morally bad, wicked, harmful, tending to harm, disagreeableness. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The devil will cause graft. There is going to be a high level of witchcraft. There will be a competition of the devil and Christians.
Revelations chapter 13, the whole chapter. It is in the devil's mind to hold this world in his hand. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The Antichrist will arise and change everything. The Bible is filled with signs as to what the end times will look like. Some signs are so specific we can't miss them. Matthew 24 verse 15 to 16 reads as follows. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. 16. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Matthew 24 verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. The end means the destruction of the Jerusalem temple, the end times, and the coming of the Son of Man. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 4. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. Discerning Christians will recognize the signs that the end is near. I thank you. God bless you in a mighty way. Amen and amen.
May the Father grace you with all his goodness in a mighty way. Thank you so much, Babongane. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And then, of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say also there. All right, Bongim Rapedi.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, Pastor Moraga, Pastor Kabamba, and the Radio Pulpit Church. The thing they mentioned were more horridia bon, tahorigi, bo, fellow woman, and I just saw a link. I want to get on it. Get on it. I've been studying Luke. And then I give it a go look at chapter 23. Yabona something lena sibilensa hoga my attention, and I've never heard anyone asibuwa le ko kerekeng ya ksoka kutla go rutiwa ka or rutiwa ka the verse e ke kereileng. And to me nna ke yone e mpontsha gore ke bukhutlo bo fitlhile ke bukhutlo. Go Luke chapter 23, verse 28. Iri, Jesus turned and said to them, okay, Iri kisimuleko verse 27. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore and breastfeed that never nursed. Then they will say to the mountain, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. So this scripture, Nagason, Sesemponza, or this is the end, because Ralla Baholo Riabona, Ra witnessa, Kiki Mumalapeng Arona, Kiri neighbors Arona, the community, Lifasilotse, Rilagava Navarona, Rilagava Navarona, Corre, Huhunzi, Uhugata Losa Horoheza Hala Mova named Barona, and then Leva Navava Zalwani, Banava Ruti, Banava, who decided to mocker again. You, who is a botloco? Nan traits a haling, your name bonds and horrid bookloofy kilo hovani, more than I just saw Uminchini lay on. Gallebo have a hole, Gallebo.
Thank you so much, Bongim Rapid, me Bongim Rapid, Realabo, Hatem, Mudima, it's a hunter, Luena, Hobejualo, mo bophelong ba gago.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
At least it gave me rhythm rock. It gave me a chance. When you cut there, it gave me a chance to put all these people in because, hey, I saw, there's quite a lot. And the phone is cutting this side. Hey, banna. Hwetsa halang. Muruti, if somehow you can also join your conclusion because we are 10 minutes away, then we'll also give Pastor Sam his 5 minutes also to wrap up. Yes.
Yeah, I think Ray Patoff was just explaining that thing that if we don't see that rich people are actually stealing a government in daylight, broad daylight, and they are stealing it by coercing ordinary people to lie. Mm. And what I'm saying, anyone can research online, they will see that whoever is behind what's happening in America, it's the rich people with rich money.
Mm.
I stop there. Because there is that verse which we kept quoting today, that the gospel, which is the greatest sign, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole economy, that is the occupied sphere, wherever there are people, the gospel will reach those people.
Amen.
Amen. And the reason is so that it can be a testimony to all the nations. That's part of the verse. It doesn't mean everyone who has said will accept Jesus Christ. Actually, Jesus Christ has told them that it will be only a few that will really enter the kingdom. But it's in God's compassion to let the true good news reach everyone. So that no one can say, I mean, if you had allowed me to hear the gospel, I would have been saved.
Mm-hmm.
When now they are supposed to stand before God and be judged. He is giving us all a chance.
Yeah.
And many of these signs which have been spoken, I mean, even the last speaker, they really show us clearly that we are approaching the Sintelea, the conclusion of this age. The Messiah himself, and I finish with this one, in chapter 24 said, when you see these things happening, they are like death pangs. Now, the nature of death pangs is, they start first off being mild, and the period between the pains themselves is great. But with passage of time, they become more intense, and they become more, the period becomes shorter between the pains of a woman that is about to give birth. So we must watch all these things. They have been happening from ever since, but they are becoming more quicker and more intense, which means we are getting close to where. So that's what the Messiah said we must watch out for. There are false Christs now. There are false prophets and so many things. Thank you, my brother. We could.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And just after this, Pastor Sam will conclude also.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Just wait a bit. Doris, is it Doris? Doris says, hello, Pastor Ray. If we look around us, as the word says, in the last days, people will live like in the days of Noah. And people already lived like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And most of the prophecies are fulfilled. There's a song that says there's no time to change your mind. The sun will come and you'll be left behind. From the movie The Rapture, people must watch that movie. And Doris, thank you so much for that. Doris sends another one a few seconds ago. Jesus is coming. And Dalu also sends another one. Dalu.
babu mfundisi.
Yes.
Ngibuyile futhi babu Ray.
Yes.
Manje ngicela ukufunda yona le ncwadi ekhuluma nge hey hand.
Yes.
Luke 21. Ngizoqala from ku verse 7 ngihle nayo.
Yes.
And they ask him, "Teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "See that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once." Thank you, Mfundiswa.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And then finally, Pastor Sam, what say you, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. What I'll say is, almost all of us, we've mentioned quite a lot of things regarding what's going to take place according to what the Bible says. And I love what Muruti Muraka said as well, because you remember when we started, we said, all these signs will come, they come, yeah, they'll come to pass, that won't be the end, to be just the beginning of the end.
Yes.
It means that the end will happen, but this is the beginning. And these signs are teaching us to be, observant mostly on the word, and the word that we need to go and proclaim out there.
Yes.
Because today, some will say that, with whatever is going on, internet and stuff, it means that the word of God will reach the end easily. But that is not true, because there are places where they've never heard about Jesus because they don't have even the technology that other people have. There are places like that. But now when we talk about, I love what Muruti Muraka said, we need to take the word of God into perspective and understand it the way it has been written. Because if we take it up just like this, we might get to a place where we are confused. Because the end will come. And the end to be the finality of everything, whereby judgment will take place and everyone will know where to go, which way it's going to go, if it's going to be hell or it's going to be, the new Jerusalem. And this will happen that way. But as far as we are concerned, as I said before, what we need to know, as everyone has said, what we need to know is we are living in the last days. The days whereby things are not, the things that we could not accept today, they have been accepted. You know, Muruti Muraka mentioned something that you see people are changing literally their agendas. You know, it's like now people want to correct God. Not only that, we see today artificial intelligence has gone to a place whereby you can be talking to someone, you think that you are speaking to an individual, you are speaking to a machine. We've grown to a place whereby things are changing. People are losing the ability to be in control. You know, when God created, I'll stop on this one. When God created, he said that give control over man. Man will be able to control whatsoever that God has created. But today, whatever God has created has now the power to control man. Not only that, man today is making things that are controlling him. That means man is losing power. We will take it as a simple thing. It's helping us because things are becoming easier for us. Today you can travel, you can walk, you can take a taxi whereby a machine is driving you, or you just, a car is driving by itself, you know. You just get in the car and take me somewhere. It sounds good because, it's making us to be now relaxed. But we don't realize that it's taking our power, off. We are losing our power. We don't control anymore. That thing is controlling us, meaning that it can take us wherever it wants. If there's a bit of mistake in the system, then we'll be the victim. You know, all these things people don't see. We don't see how we are losing our authority, how we are losing our power. We don't control anymore. Now we have been controlled by the same things that we have created. You know, I always say this. I said I'm ending, but I always said something like, you know, when you're traveling, when you're walking, you see a house, a building, especially people travel to Dubai, you know. You've been in Dubai, you've seen what happened in Dubai. You say, look at this house, beautiful. You know, we praise the house. We praise the house, but we don't praise the person who conceived it. We don't praise the person who made it, but we praise the house. Now, at the end of the day, that's what will happen. We'll be praising the saints instead of praising the people who support to be praised in a place. That means we're getting to a place whereby we need to be very, very careful so that we may not fall into the trap of the enemy.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Next week, we are going to be talking about what has been entrusted to us as the church, our stewardship, with regards to what we see these days. What's our stewardship as believers, as the church? We'll be looking into that next week. Thank you so much, Muruti Mraka. I really appreciate. Pass my regards and love at home, sir.
I will do so, my brother. And I pray you do the same. And Prof. Kabamba, please do the same as well. And may God be with the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Hallelujah. Pastor Sam, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time. Pass my regards and love at home, sir.
Thank you very much. I'll do exactly that. Please do the same, you and Muruti Mraka. Thank you very much to all our the listeners. It's been a wonderful show today because we had a lot of people who really intervened. It's a good thing. We thank God for that.
Hallelujah. And don't forget, on the 26th next month, it's Men's Dialogue, man. And this time, people are coming as far as Secunda. Many people are coming as far as the Vaal. Many people are coming from the Vaal. It has grown. You must come and see it yourselves. It has grown very much.
This time we'll be there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Blessings to you and good night. And of course, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApps and the calls. Thank you very much also for just praying for us, bearing with us, you know, in our hiccups there and there. Thank you so much. To the King of our lives, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There is no one like him. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. You and I, we are learning together. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and we are grateful that he teaches us by his Holy Spirit. In the name of his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ himself. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda. He's taking you from here. And from Mire, it's Tuda Raba.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.